Oh, Patton was a decent Irish boy. He left the county Clare, and he said he'd go to London to see the sights over there. He often heard that London was a very pretty place. Oh, bedad, says Pat, I'll go and see if that be the case. Oh, rapidly followed it. Right foul deem. Ah, when he went to London, bedad, he was surprised. The sight of that fair city, 30,000 paddy's eyes. And going down the road one day, meditating to himself, he met the ragged cockney and a donkey selling dill. Rattly foul little right foul deem. The damned old ragged cockney would not let poor paddy pass. He said, speak up to your brother, and he pointing to the ass. Bedad, says Pat, I'm very sure I have no brother here. But turning to the ass, he whispered something in his ear. Readily followed the little lad, right followed him. While kneeling by the ass, of eyes, what did he do? He slipped a pebble in his ear. He did, bedad, that's true. The ass went mad, upset the cart, broke all the earthenware. The damned old ragged cockney, he went crazy, clear and clear. Readily followed the little lad, right followed him. Well, the cockney called the peelers for to take poor Pat in charge. Since he's this Irish vagabond, he should not be at large. Oh, where you English palpins, Paddy shouted with a smile. You took me for an ass because I came from Erin's Isle. Rattly followed it, lied on, right followed him. That's nonsense, said the magistrate. You know the ass went mad. I do be dead, said Paddy, and for that I am quite sad. Behave yourself, said the magistrate, we'll have no nonsense here, but come and tell me every word you whispered in his ear. Readily followed the little lad, right followed him. I will be dead, said Paddy, your request I'll not refuse, for the walking and how donkeys were very fond of news. And then I thought of what to say to make a donkey cheer, and now I'll tell you every word I whispered in his ear. Readily followed it to the lad, right followed him. I said in dear old Ireland, all wrongs they are redressed. Our noble-hearted Irishmen no longer are repressed. We've got rid of all the landlords, Ireland to ourselves we have. Sure, when the donkey heard the news, by Jesus, he went mad. Readily followed it to the lad, right followed him. Well, the magistrate, from laughing, sure he had to hold his head. For he looked at poor old Paddy, and he thought of what he said. And turning on to Pat City, a clever boy you are, and for your clever answer, I'll dismiss you from the bar.